Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears live with you here at the Marion County Fair. Day number two of our live broadcast from the Marion County Fair. We are positioned in the picnic pavilion for day number two, right beside the sheep barn and the cow barn. May also be called the poultry barn. I can't remember what the titles are there. But this morning, I am broadcasting solo so far, 13 minutes past the hour. Matt Morgan has not arrived as of yet, but hopefully he will be here in the very near future. But it's a beautiful morning here at the Marion County Fair. Temperatures yesterday, very, very warm. Very, very warm, to say the least. But we soldiered through it yesterday and had a great day at the Marion County Fair. And hopefully we'll have another one today. And we would like to thank Poet, who is our official sponsor, supporter, for these broadcasts at the Marion County Fair. Now, the breeze is blowing this morning, and a lot of people already out this morning doing work in the barns here at the Marion County Fair. Now, a lot of the tents have not opened. Certainly the rides have not opened as of yet, but the sun has come up. Now, I was thinking this morning, the last couple years we broadcast from the fair, there were a lot of days in which we had rain. And I'm trying to figure out, is extreme heat or rain the better way to go? And I do think the rain was a little more manageable because it was chilly out here some mornings. You had a really good breeze going, things of that nature. When you have heat, it is just heat. And when you have heat, at this time of the year, you have humidity, and humidity can make things very miserable, although I should say today that the humidity level is nowhere near what it was yesterday. So right now, things are pretty good at 15 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, I do want to let people know we do not have access to a toll-free line here at the fair, but if you are listening via Facebook, or through email, you can send us a message and participate in the program like you always do. So instead of calling in, you can give us a message, send us a message through Facebook or through email, and we can read that on the air. And I wonder if some of our regulars are out there listening this morning who would like to let us know that they are listening. And by the way, if you're not a regular and you have access to us on Facebook, let us know how we're sounding from the Marion County Fair. Now, I'm always interested to know, can people hear the sheep in the background, the lambs in the background? Because we are probably 20 feet away from the sheep barn. Now, I just got a message from Matt. He just woke up, so, you know, we're right on par there. So hopefully he'll be here in the next, 15, 20 minutes or so. You know, I don't know what's going on with Matt's alarm clock, but it's, I'd like to see his alarm clock. He might need one of those alarm clock like in the old, alarm clocks like in the old Looney Tunes videos where somebody just comes out of the alarm clock and hits you on top of the head with a big rubber mallet. It might come to that. But again, if you are out there listening in listener land, and you would like to send a comment over here to the Marion County Fair, I do have the computer open, so you are able to do that. You are able to communicate through Facebook, and we are always interested in hearing from you out there. We love to know what's going on with our listeners. This is always a listener participation program, and we hope the listeners out there are participating as always. First off, as I said, we like to know how we're sounding, but we are also always interested to know what is on your mind. Now, for the listening audience that's out there right now that might want to participate via email or by Facebook, what is your favorite part of the Marion County Fair? What is your favorite part of fair season in general? Now, yesterday we did run into some of the fair royalty. There was some fair royalty from Marion County that we ran into, and also some fair royalty from Wyandotte County that we ran into. And I found those kids very enjoyable. They were out here in the heat. They were doing what needed to be done. It was fun. It was exciting for them. And you can tell they take great pride in their fair. And that's a very good thing. Now, I should also mention that I think WGH Talk might have an event going on the 4th of July, but we'll know more about that event as the days progress, and hopefully by tomorrow we'll be able to make some kind of announcement in regard to the event on the 4th. And I think that will be open to the public, so anybody who would like to come out to that event on the 4th would be more than welcome to do so. So things are moving right along here. I'm looking at our current temperature here. Now, it's telling me 79 degrees and sunny skies. And when you think about it, 79 degrees is really not all that bad. 79 degrees, I think we can deal with on the whole. Now, I will say that one of the interesting things here at the Marion County Fair is the Republican tent, which is right across the way from where we're located here. I don't think anybody's there yet, but they're right across the way here from where we're located in the picnic pavilion. And last night, Matt went over to the Republican tent, and they gave him a whole bunch of stuff. They gave him one of the gummy bracelets. I think it was in celebration of the 250th anniversary of the country coming up on Saturday. I believe they gave him a pin to wear on like a sports jacket or a tie that said America 250. Matt was not nice enough to get me one of those pins as well. And it was also my understanding that they were passing out literature on why Marion City Council should have longer terms. Now, when Matt gets here, maybe he will have that literature with him. But I think it was about how Marion City Council wants to have longer terms. Now, that will be on the ballot this coming November, but apparently literature has been produced and is being put out by the Republican Party, which I think is a little ironic in a way, because I thought that might be a bipartisan effort to get this on the ballot. But as it turns out, maybe something being pushed more by the Republicans than the Democrats. Although, I can't say that for sure, because the Democrats currently have no representation here at the Marion County Fair. So I don't know which side of this they come down on at this particular point. So I guess we'll just have to see as time goes along. Now, one of the other... I just saw somebody with a cow over there. Now, if somebody's out there listening, now, is that called the cow barn, or is that called the poultry barn? Seems to me like poultry. See, I did not go to a county school, so I was never involved in 4-H or anything of that nature. I cannot recall. Well, I don't know. It seems to me like poultry isn't poultry like chickens and roosters and things like that? What are cows? That's the dairy barn, isn't it? That would make more sense since we get milk from cows. I can't see the sign on the barn that houses the cows. But if anybody knows, again, you can shoot me a message here on Facebook. I'm looking right at the screen. 21 minutes past the hour here on this last day of June 2026, June the 30th, 2026, from the Marion County Fair. And again, feel free to let us know how we're sounding. And if I am right, is that the dairy barn where the cows are located? Now, I know the lambs and things like that are in the sheep barn. Now, I'll also tell you something interesting. The fair this year ran out of fair books, but they had these little pamphlets that you could get indicating what was going on the different days at the different days of the fair. Like yesterday was Senior Day. Now, today, I don't have that paper because Matt decided to take that paper home yesterday. So I do not have that paper here to look at. So I cannot tell you the events that are coming up today because I don't have the paper. So when Matt gets here, we'll also have to make sure that he leaves that paper behind in case we get into a position like this again. Now, Sean's out there listening this morning. Sean, how are we sounding? And do you know anything about the Marion County Fair or farming in general? Matt got into an animated conversation yesterday, I thought, about... what were we talking about yesterday? Does anybody remember what the conversation was? I remember it was an animated conversation, but I don't exactly remember what the tenor of the conversation was. Well, I do remember we were talking about holistic medicine again, which I don't understand why there's such a bad approach to that. I kind of feel like if it works for you and you like it, why do I need to knock it? I don't think it's something that I need to knock. But if it doesn't work for somebody and they don't believe the information, well, again, I don't think that's my place. So, you know, live and let live, as they say. But I do remember there was the big conversation about castor oil and the belly button. There was the big conversation about grounding, which apparently is going outside with bare feet. There was the big conversation about the showers in which you get in when it's ice cold. I think these are all very interesting conversations to have as life goes around. But is there a big belief about these type of medicines? Now, yesterday, I believe Laura was also not on board with this type of doctoring, I guess we should say. I don't know if Laura is out there listening this morning or not, but maybe she could explain her stance on this morning. But she could also be busy doing other things. Well, from Sean this morning, we're getting a message that he doesn't know about farm stuff. So that's about as blunt as that could be. I don't know about farm stuff either, but I did not go to a county school. Now, I don't know if Laura's out there listening this morning. I don't know if our friend Phil is out there listening this morning. I don't know if our friend Mary is out there listening this morning. Maybe none of them have a agricultural background either, which very well could be. Those agricultural backgrounds are few and far between. I think a lot more kids still go to the city schools. Now, I should also mention that because we are here at the fair, we do get a lot of interviews with people at the fair, and that's always enjoyable. As I said yesterday, we had the fair royalty, and I found them to be just delightful. Now, one of them did say their favorite type of fair food was deep-fried Oreos. Now, I just don't know if that's something that I could jump on. But, you know, if you like deep-fried Oreos, why not go in on it? There was something else I wanted to say. Well, I do want to say these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet. Well, Phil is out there listening this morning. What was the farm question again? Well, Phil, the farm question I had this morning was, is the barn in which the cows are housed, is that the dairy barn? I think it's the dairy barn, but I'm not sure. For some reason, I was calling it the poultry barn, but I don't think that's right. I think it might be the dairy barn. Now, as this week progresses, I also should say, well, there's a nice breeze out here this morning. My hair's blowing around this morning. I also should say that Terry Tackett will be joining us as the week goes along. Linda Sims will be joining us as the week goes along. I believe Mary Ellen Withrow will be joining us as the week goes along. So a lot of people will be here at the Marion County Fair joining our broadcast as we head closer to the 250th anniversary of our country on Saturday. I kept saying Friday yesterday, but it's definitely Saturday. July 4th, 2026 will mark the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. Well, we know Mary's listening out there. Now, Mary said it would be called the Steer Barn. Now, I think that's a restaurant people eat at. I don't know if it's the Steer Barn or not. I see no sign on this barn. And for some reason, all the years we've been out here doing this, I've always thought there was a sign on this barn. Well, it could be the Steer Barn, for all I know, Mary. Well, Mary, what are you looking forward to with the 250th anniversary of our country upon us? And Phil, do you think it's the Steer Barn? And what are you looking forward to as the 250th anniversary of the country is upon us? Now, Sean, do you have any thoughts as America is about to turn 250 right around the corner? It's very, very close. You know, I've got a good feeling that people can hear us okay, or else they could not be responding to these questions. You know, when you do a remote, you're always a little nervous about that. Can people hear you okay? And we were having some technical difficulties yesterday. They weren't huge technical difficulties, thank goodness, but they were minor. So if we happen to go dead for some reason, I'll probably just have to reposition locations. So don't tune out between 8 and 10 in the morning, because it might just be us repositioning where we are because of the reception. And I think the reception this year has a lot to do with the heat, to be honest with you. I think the hotter it is and the more humid it is, the more difficult it is to get a signal in certain cases. Matt is out there listening this morning. He says, we sound good. That's good to hear. Now, Matt, where are you located? Are you almost to the Marion County Fairgrounds at this point? We certainly hope so, and I hope you have the fair schedule with you so you can run down what's going to go on today at the Marion County Fair. All right. Well, nobody's telling us what their big wishes are for the 250th anniversary of this country, as we're right around the corner from it. You know, just days away. Okay. Phil says, I have no clue. I hate to start a battle, but those other cows are cattle. Well, it could be the cattle barn as opposed to the steer barn. Let's see here. Matt does not have the schedule with him. Well, the one schedule we had, I guess, is gone at this particular point. So, I guess he'll be appearing without the schedule this morning. Maybe he can do it from memory and tell us what's going on here at the fair. He says Harding. So on the 250th anniversary of the country, he's looking forward to Harding? Well, Matt, be a little more specific on that particular topic, because I'm not sure you're looking forward to Harding. You never know. Is it the steer barn or the cattle barn? I guess is where we are at this point. Steer barn versus cattle barn at the Marion County Fair. Now, a lot of booths are starting to open. I can see that some people are over purchasing drinks and things of that nature to get themselves hydrated, as we're getting ready to head into another day here at the Marion County Fair. And you really got to tip your hat to the kids here at the Marion County Fair, because they have to be out here in this heat. They have to be working with their animals. They have to be doing all of that sort of thing. And that can be very, very difficult when the heat is oppressive and the weather is like it is and has been and apparently will be for the majority of this week. But we are glad to have you with us here this morning, 31 minutes past 8 o'clock, here from the Marion County Fair, and we enjoy the messages that are being sent in from the listeners out there. And as far as I know, we have not had any technical difficulties, so we're going to go with that. Now, Poet is the official sponsor of our broadcast here, and we thank them for that. And hopefully, as the week goes on, we will have people here in the morning to help with these broadcasts and participation from the people at home as well. It's great, actually, that we can have participation from people at home as they can participate through their computers and say hello and give their thoughts and so on and so forth. That's part of the fun of being out here in the morning. And the fair is always very generous with their space and their utilities and things of that nature that we are able to use. Well, we got a message from Sean that things are still great, sounding great. That's very good. So we're trucking along here this morning. Now, I wonder, really, on the whole, what the mood is in the country as we head toward the 250th anniversary of this country on Saturday. You know, really, no matter how you feel about politics and things of that nature, you've got to say that the fair and the country turning 250 years old is a big deal. I mean, I don't think that should be minimized just because of your political stance. And hopefully it's not. Now, you know, where we are here in front of the picnic pavilion, or in the picnic pavilion, there is a veterans memorial outside, right out in front of the picnic pavilion. Now, I would go out there and read that right now, but the way the mobile unit is set up right now, we're kind of tethered to the location that we're at. So maybe as the morning goes along, we can move around a little bit. Now, I'll also tell you something fascinating. I saw a lady out here this morning. I don't know how old she was. She might have been between 40 and 50, maybe 35 and 45. And she was pulling up on a golf cart this morning. Now, there were at least four younger kids on that golf cart. Now, I don't know if she was a 4-H advisor or if these were all her kids. But one thing I have noticed is that if you are in the rural areas and you are in the country mode, you do tend to have bigger families. Now, I think a lot of that is associated with people you need to work on the farms, people you need to work the animals. Because certainly you just don't want it to be you and your husband or significant other out there every day dealing with all of these animals. So it's kind of interesting that you see the bigger families. Now, I'm just going to assume that that's a bigger family because they were all riding with her in on the golf cart this morning. But there had to be at least four or five kids on that thing. There was a gaggle, as I'm going to say, a gaggle of kids on her cart this morning. As I said yesterday, there are an awful lot of kids out here today, people in general, in these barns with muck boots, cowboy boots, things of that nature. I don't know if those would be the most comfortable thing to wear in this oppressive heat that we're having this week during the Marion County Fair, but you've got to work with what you have. Also coming up later this week, one of my favorite events on Friday is the big pie auction. Now, as we have done every year and as we will do on Friday, starting at, I believe it's 9 a.m. in the morning, we will cover people bringing their pies to the pie auction. And that goes on from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then we come back and cover the pie auction itself from, I believe the pie auction starts at 3 p.m. In the picnic pavilion. And we'll have that on WGH Radio on Friday at 3 p.m., July the 3rd. Now, Patricia is out there listening this morning. And Patricia says there is a cattle barn, horse barn, livestock barn, poultry rabbit building, and horse arena. So I'm going to say that where the cows are is probably the cattle barn. Because I'm pretty sure it's not the horse barn. I don't think it's the livestock barn. I would doubt it's the poultry rabbit building. See, I think that's where the chickens are and things like that. And it's certainly not the horse arena. Now, the sheep barn is where I'm across from. So there also is a sheep barn. Now, I don't know what goes on at the sheep barn, but we are across from the sheep barn here right now. Now, Matt Morgan is on his way. Thank you, Patricia. Trish out there this morning. Now, Matt is on his way here, allegedly, to the Marion County Fair. Have not seen him yet, 37 minutes past the hour. And again, these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet, and we thank them for doing that all week. Remember, we're on 8 to 10 in the morning, and then 7 to 8 each and every night. And there is another cow being led in by a mother, and I don't know if that's her daughter, 4-H advisor, I guess you never really know, but being led in to what I'm guessing is being called the cattle barn and not the steer barn. Now, Laura is apparently out there listening this morning as well. Well, Laura, good morning. What is your favorite part of the 250th anniversary of the country right around the corner? So I think we've got everybody participating and listening this morning that was participating and listening yesterday morning. We've got Sean out there. We've got Phil out there. We've got Laura out there. We have got Trish out there. We've got Mary out there. We've got Matt out there. We've heard from all of them this morning. I don't think we've heard from Abby this morning, but maybe she's busy doing other things. You know, it is the last day of June. We're about to head into July as the summer progresses. You know, there's a sign in this picnic pavilion that says materials supplied by Henry Lumber Company. I wonder if it was the materials to build the barn that we're in. I don't know. Very well could be. You know, I think back to all the years that we have broadcast from the Marion County Fair. You know, we started, started years ago inside the Coliseum, back when there used to be a lot of merchants here at the fair. We were inside with the merchants, and that was a lot of fun. And we did that for a number of years. And then we moved to the, I believe, was it the Arts and Crafts building? One year we were moved to the Arts and Crafts building, and I don't think that went well for anybody who was in the Arts and Crafts building, because it just was not all that well ventilated, and it just didn't work for a lot of people. So then we left the Arts and Crafts building, and we ended up back in the Coliseum. We did another year in the Coliseum. I believe that was 2023, and that was a lot of fun. Pastor Craig was with us that year doing a show every night. And I think we all were having fun. I just about got stung by a bee out here. Well, hopefully I'm not allergic. Don't want to go into anaphylactic shock out here in the morning. And then from the Coliseum in 2023, we moved out here to our new home, the Picnic Pavilion. And I believe this is the third year that we've been out in the Picnic Pavilion, 24, 25, and this year 26. So those are the changes that have happened over the years. And we've had a lot of people broadcasting with us at the Marion County Fair who've done shows here. I remember Satch Solinger did his shows from the fair. Marge Hazlett would come out and do her shows from the fair. I did my shows from the fair. Terry Tackett, who will be out here later this week. Linda Sims, who will be out here later this week. All shows that were done from the Marion County Fair. Now, I will have to admit that some shows were better than others. Some years, we had better connection activities than we had other years. But you know what? That's the way it goes. This year, so far, so good. Again, these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet. And we thank Poet for being the supporter and sponsor of our broadcast at the Marion County Fair. Now, again, I should mention 41 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning, day number two of broadcast. We'll be on 7 to 8 tonight and 8 to 10 this morning. And right now we are located in the Picnic Pavilion. Now, there is a lot of activity here this morning. You know, I'm not sure what time the showmanship starts for a lot of these people today. But you can tell there's a lot of nerves here. You can tell there's a lot of antsiness going on as people get ready for the events that are coming up. I can see a lot of anxiety I can see a lot of people getting ready. I can see a lot of people dressed up, which is very interesting. So, you know, they got to get ready for those sort of things that might come up over the course of the day. Now, I think Matt is about to join us here. I think I see his car that just pulled up. Could be. You never really know. The fair is... I see people picking up their numbers for the big competitions that are getting ready to partake here this morning. Although I don't know what those competitions are. Maybe somebody will know as the morning goes along. Matt Morgan joins us live here, 43 minutes past the hour. How's your morning been?
Pretty okay. Got caught by a train, though.
Caught by a train. Where at?
Main Street.
So we're sounding okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's a good thing. Because we did have to move your location yesterday because of some kind of connection problem. But this morning it seems to be fine. Now, yesterday I was over there at that table, and I think that might have been causing the trouble.
Maybe, I don't know. Closer you are to the tin or aluminum or whatever, the more likely that it blocks the signals.
See, I don't know how it works. When there's a lot of people here, I don't know if that affects anything or not.
Also, last thing about grounding.
Oh God, here we are back to this.
No, go
ahead.
Nothing to do with the grounding itself, but the people who have done the research with grounding have at one point in time either been contractors employed by. Or the research was funded by, I don't remember the name of the company, but they sell, like, grounding mats and grounding rugs and just indoor grounding stuff. So, you know, you always got the specter of impropriety there.
So you feel that all this research that's been done on grounding might be skewed because of the people who have done it?
And the funding, yes.
Well, that's interesting. Do people really buy these mattresses?
I guess. I mean, he's making enough money to fund research. Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know. Also, they have all been, like, small-scale studies, and they've all been done by roughly the same group of scientists who all have connections to commercially selling stuff connected to grounding.
Well, see, you wouldn't want that.
Yeah, nope. You don't. That's what we call bad science.
Well, again, I don't know. You know, maybe the person who's into that, I don't think she's listening this morning, but if she is, maybe she'll have some kind of rebuttal to that, not so much in an argumentative way, but maybe just to straighten out what research she's looking at that would be more positive in nature toward grounding.
By the way, now, this is actually kind of to her defense. It's not like falsified, you know, but there haven't been a whole lot of studies, and the ones that have been done, like I said, are not exactly on the level. So they need to be more studies with bigger groups, and then it'd be good.
Well, Laura is out there listening this morning. The problem with holistic medicine is when it's taken too far and people who buy into it forego actual medical treatment and advice from doctors in favor of something unproven and potentially endangering to their health. People who push that either have financial incentives to do so or haven't actually researched it effectively. It's fine to explore alternatives, but holistic medicine is oftentimes not better. And that's from Laura out there this morning. Well, I would say all of that's probably true, but I would also say that people come to the holistic approach from different ways. And I think, you know, the other day I found out why somebody has an approach to holistic medicine, and it's a perfectly logical approach.
I think that holistic medicine is fine if you're, like, using it maybe in, like, a preventative fashion somehow. But I think that if you're actually sick or ill or in pain or something like that, I don't think you should be taking holistic medicine. You should probably just go to the doctor and see what's wrong.
Now, for people who weren't tuned in last night, why don't you tell about your visit over to the Republican tent and how you came back with a whole bunch of... See, this is why you need to carry a bag. You could have the fair schedule. You could have all your Republican information. Oh, that's good. But we'll get to that Well, that works. You know, technology is a good thing. But tell people about your visit over to the Republican tent last night and how you came back with all kinds of stuff, and yet nothing for me.
Yeah, so I had gone down to the Republican tent to see if I could get somebody to do an interview, and I was going to ask about Jay Edwards, but then I forgot after having a conversation. I was gone for like 20 minutes. so it was a nice
conversation.
Yes, during a broadcast. It was a nice conversation, though. So, I was talking over there, and they did not want to come on, so we did not get an interview. But I did end up with an America 250 pin. So there's that, and they got like I don't know, they gave me a plane, I guess. I don't know. I put it together. I don't know. I don't even know what I did with it at this point. It might have just left it here yesterday. I don't think so. Actually, I think it's in my car. Nonetheless, I also got some literature. I think I didn't even grab all the literature they have over there. I grabbed Matt Pollitt gave me the one for the staggered terms, and I asked if I could take one of the Vivek ones. So, well, there you go.
Yeah, but tell the part where you jipped me on the pin.
Well, I mean, I just didn't ask if I could have a pin for you.
Just didn't even think about it.
No, you weren't there.
I was doing a show. I think you forgot about that, too.
You could have walked on down, you know.
Well, not really. I would have tried to carry the computer, the microphone, the hotspot, and tried to stay on the air while I was doing that.
Yeah, you could have done it.
Instead of you just picking up a pin.
Well, see, I didn't know you wanted a pin.
Why would I not want a pin? I had a pin on the other day.
You didn't want the plane.
What am I going to do with a plane?
I don't know. They gave me a plane. What am I going to do with a plane?
I don't know, but a pin is doable. It didn't say Republican 250. It said America 250.
I gave you one of those bracelet things they have, the gummy bracelets.
Well, that's nice. I can't wear partisan materials, but those are not partisan materials that I can see.
The plane's not partisan. It just says USA on it.
Now, I thought we'd tell a story here this morning about fairs past. And one of my favorite stories is, I believe, from 2024, your second year at the fair. You, I, and Terry rode over here together to broadcast from the fair. It was one of the evenings, and something happened. What happened?
I had lost my keys. Yeah. I ended up finding them, so I got my keys back.
Not that night.
You know, it was actually after the fair was over. Somebody posted a picture of my keys to Facebook and was like, hey, we found these keys at the fair. So, got my keys back. But, so I had to end up having, I don't remember who it was, my mom or my brother. I had to have him bring me my, spare key so I could take us all home.
Yeah, that was very interesting because Terry and I, after the broadcast were over, were just sitting on some bales of hay over there thinking, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30, here we are. We could have left a long time ago.
You should just ride by yourself all the time.
Well, you don't expect somebody to lose their keys. This isn't exactly, the hub of activity.
I don't know. I just don't like to be trapped with other people. Like, what if I was just like, you know, I don't want to come. Or, you know, I don't, you know, what if I was just like, you know, I'm staying here. And then you guys have to stay here. Because, I mean, obviously you're trapped now.
Well,
you can get walking.
I think the reason for that was the parking issue. That if you drive over with three different cars, it's a little more difficult to park three different cars and get everybody to the location on time.
Yeah, but you're not driving three cars. You're driving one car and parking one car. I'm driving one car and parking one car. Terry's driving one car,
no,
parking
you're
one car.
You're going to find three different parking.
Look at that. I see like five of them right here. Turn around.
In the morning, yes, but at night it's not like that. Well, last night it was because I think of the heat. But normally it's not like that at night.
I can't recall ever really struggling to find a spot. I mean...
Oh, last year I did.
I mean, usually we park along the row there, but if we can't, then I will just parallel park along the fence. Because there's always space along the fence.
No, last year, because you were down one time last year in the mud, I remember, because we walked...
Oh, yes. Yeah, there was one time I parked down by the, steer barn, maybe?
So it happens. That's all.
Well, I still didn't really have a problem parking. I just parked up next to the steer barn. Same thing. Like, parallel parked by the steer barn.
But I guess the point of this story is, you did not walk very far, but still lost your keys. So how do you think this happened?
I don't know.
I guess I, the other fella, I took him out of my pocket at one point, but I don't remember. Apparently, I never put him back in my pocket.
Did you learn any lessons from that occasion?
No.
No, you never learned from anything, huh?
Well, I got my keys still.
Yeah. I don't know. I still don't know what you did that day.
I don't really take them out of my pocket a whole lot, I guess.
Well, it's interesting. It certainly is a fascinating thing to go through. I remember that very well.
I remember we were with Mary Ellen, Sean, yourself, me, and we had a sheriff giving us a ride around in a golf cart.
Yeah, that was 23, I believe. 2023.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Well, you have to do that at the fair when you're a long distance from where you want to go. You know, we were in the Coliseum, I think, that year, and we needed to get up to, if I remember right, we needed to get up to where Buckeye Guy was located.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, Mary out there this morning says you're calling it the Steer Barn. Well, apparently it's not the Steer Barn. It's the Cattle Barn.
Does it not say Steer Barn on the, like, their label? Does it not say Steer Barn?
No, it says Sheep Barn.
No, not that one. The one down there.
I can't see it.
Well, I also can't see it, but I'm pretty sure that says Steer Barn.
No, I'm talking about the Cow Barn is what I was talking about this morning. I think that's the Cattle Barn.
Dairy Barn, I think.
See, that says Dairy Barn. Now, see, this is all backwards.
Well, dairy cows are dairy cows. Steers are not dairy cows. You know.
I understand, but one of the listeners sent in this morning the list of barns that are here, and there was nothing about dairy, and I don't even think there was anything about sheep.
Yeah, well, I don't know then. I mean, it says sheep barn. I mean, unless they have fancy names and they're just like labeling them for simplicity.
Well, I think that is more difficult. I think that makes people confused.
Well, I don't think you can give names of a barn you need to go to for, like, you know, I don't know, events or judging or whatever, and then just, you know, not call them by what is just up on the barn.
You know what's interesting? I was talking to a couple people last night, young people, very young people, matter of fact, high school kids, and they were saying they did not go to the fair last night after they had intended to because of the heat last night. People are watching these heat indexes and staying away, and I thought that that was pretty logical last night, because when I was here, apparently either that or the tough truck does not draw, but there were a lot of open parking spaces even when we left.
When we left, I saw a couple of people standing, because, you know, there's like two rows, and they were standing only like out, they weren't in the fair, but they were standing at like the fences fair watching the tough truck through like two rows of fencing.
Yeah, so there you go. Trish, who's out there listening, she has a correction. I was looking at a map of the wrong Marion County. Marion has sheep, swine, rabbit, and the Everest Arena. Well, see, again, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. There's no cattle barn, cow barn, milk thing on there. Dairy barn.
Unless they're not counting, like, the shelter house areas as, like, you know, barns. I mean, because I guess that's, you know, those behind these. So, I don't know. I guess that maybe they're just not counting the storage areas for the animals.
Do you see... Where does it say cow barn? Or dairy barn?
It. I mean, it doesn't, I guess, but, I mean, that's just... There's the cows. I can see the cows.
Well, I understand that, but maybe that's not what it's called.
Look, there are the... Man, I don't know... I can't think of the name. Holsteins, maybe? The black and white cows that produce milk. You know, well, look at that. There you go. Boom. Dairy barn.
Well, I don't know. It could be. I'm not saying it's not, but apparently, according to the map, it has sheep, swine, rabbit, and Evers Arena. And I do see the sheep barn, and we passed by the rabbit barn in the morning, so I know where that is. Now, I don't know that I've ever seen the swine barn. This thing, maybe not named. Where all the cows are.
I mean, I guess not, but, you know, oh, yeah, right there. Welcome to the Marion County Dairy Barn. It's on like the sliding gate of the fence where they have the cows fenced in there.
Well, apparently they do have a dairy barn then. But apparently not on the list map of the Marion County Fair here. It's interesting.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And again, because we don't have access to the telephones, just send us a message on Facebook or through email. I wonder if old Bob Welsh is listening in Columbus. Because, you know, I'm sure he's fascinated with what's going on at the Marion County Fair. I don't know if Bob is listening. But, Bob, if you're out there, send us a message. Now, I won't be able to reply to you. For whatever reason, there's some kind of internet glitch going on there. But you can also send us an email as well as send us a message on Facebook. I don't know if Bob has Facebook.
I also do not know if Bob has Facebook. I know Bob messages me sometimes in the middle of the shows. So, yeah.
Bob was listening last year, or yesterday, wasn't he? Because he sent you the picture of Mary Ellen firing the cannon into the Solo Cup guy's hat.
Yes, that is correct.
So, we know that Bob was out there yesterday. Not sure. I wonder if Bob's coming to the Marion County Fair this year. He did in 24, or 23. Wasn't that 23? 23 we were in the Coliseum. But I don't think I've seen him since 23.
Truthfully, I don't remember him being there in 23. But maybe I wasn't there at that time.
He was there when the guy fired off the Solo Cup thing.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. I thought you meant, like, I don't know. I thought you meant we were, like, because we didn't really, that wasn't the year we had, like, the booth in there, was it?
Yep.
It was? Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought we just went in there for, oh, something else. But nonetheless, it was good.
Oh, no, maybe it wasn't, because we were out of the way. That wasn't the year with the booth. So that might have been 24 that Bob was here. Yeah, that might have been 24.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess we don't have a table. So, well, we have a table, but it's not, you know, a booth or whatever. But I don't think the booth really made a whole lot of difference anyways, I guess.
Well, I'd rather be out here because, honestly, the heat in there is oppressive and would be awful because that thing is not air conditioning. Now, they'll try to tell you it's air conditioning, but it's not.
Well, I mean, maybe it is. It's just bad air conditioning, and the Coliseum is big.
Well, I think we're coming up, where are we at here? I see 59 minutes past the hour.
We got, like 35 seconds.
35 seconds. Well, we've got a whole nother hour here from the Marion County Fair this morning, so don't you dare go away. Matt and I will be with you, and we thank Poet for being our exclusive sponsor from the Marion County Fair. We'll be here 8 to 10 this morning, and 7:15 to 8 tonight. All kinds
You're
of information
listening
coming
to the Talking
your way.
Points.
We'll be back after this short
Just
but
listen
important
to former
break.
Star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.